Putting these people together was brilliant. 13 of Hawaii's most savvy and experienced women artists are showing together at Peggy Hopper Gallery in Honolulu's Chinatown. People were spilling out on the street at the opening of 13 Women at the Peggy Hopper Gallery.
My name is Candy Everett, and I'm a princess from Moldavia.
Please consult Candy for details on princesshood after checking her recent monoprints.
Whose idea was this show?
I don't know, but Suzanne Wolf invited me, and Peggy gave us the space, and we got 13 chicks to come on board, and we got Roy Venters to set it up. He did a great job. I'm really proud of the show. I really am.
Rachel Brandon contributes a fragile hanging and weighty folds of indigo paper. Alan Bromley's piece is wry and stark, a splayed figure entitled Consumed by Consumerism. And she's got a new piece on Kaka'ako coming up. Mary Mitsuda is showing two in her drip series.
You know, because the drip paintings are pretty much about the process of dripping and how it breaks the surface tension.
Mitsuda drips and wipes until the faintly dried edges of drips describe their own process of running or stopping.
It's basically about the physics, which I happen to think is very beautiful, especially because I didn't create that part. You know?
Emily McElroy's charcoal and oil on paper seem to be driftwood or maybe sinews and bones. Marcia Morse contributes one of her Women in Black. Ceramist Suzanne Wolf's body Ochawans sport classical Asian art references plus erotica and some pointedly chosen text.
What satisfies a hungry woman? What else? Diving guy.
See, the traditional Chinese landscape is a big subject.
Yida Wang's been deconstructing Chinese landscape tradition using different materials and contexts to find what applies in the 21st century.
So you see the work kind of Chinese tradition, but not a tradition of West. It's not a totally West, and it's contemporary, yes, maybe not a complete. I think it's very much reflect on myself living in between.
Miley Iwata's characters are always too pointed to be cute. These are haunting. Chloe Kang's bowls are spilling over blocks of umber, black, terra verte. Sally French is showing one of her striking pigmented prints. For her piece, Linda Hassis adapted an ordinary deck of cards into a fortune-telling system called Solly.
So we're using this game as a metaphor for your life?
The idea is to empower people towards self-discovery.
The reason that it's the 21st century version is that we don't need that middleman anymore. We have direct access.
Access to all the answers we need. Hess will take you through a reading and show you how to DIY. Esther Shimazu's cherub in the show says, mid-career mastery is a lot of fun. Noe Tanigawa, HBR News.